mess. Hot mess.
How's it going, eh? Welcome back to the Hot Mess A podcast. On this week's show, we'll be going back in time to talk about high school. We have some funny stories and drama ahead. Thank you for tuning in. How are you two?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Things today have definitely changed since we were in high school.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Got a better style, you know, better friends. No. That was so bitchy.
Oh, things used to be good for us.
Well, we thought they were good. They got better.
Oh, yeah. That's true. 100%. Oh, my God.
So was high school, like, a fun time? Like, how would you guys describe your high school time? Because I hated it.
Is this a three words or less scenario?
Sure.
If I could describe my high school experience in 3 years, it would be creative, abusive, and life-changing.
Oh my god, life-changing. I don't know about that. I don't know how I would describe my high school experience in three words. Like, I think that high school was a roller coaster. For whatever reason, grade 9 and 11 were the best years for me. Grade 10 and 12 were the worst. So, I guess, I don't know. Just, it was a roller coaster. It was a time. And I'm glad I'm over with it.
For sure.
There were definitely some good things about high school. Like, you definitely knew and started to be more discerning of who your friends were and who was just there for drama.
Yeah.
High school was definitely a good way to develop who you were as a person and experiment with who you want to be versus what you're trying out to see if it fits.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think high school in itself, it's just a big trial and error for 4 years. And then they're like, okay, you're ready to be an adult. Get out. Yep. And it's like, what?
I'm definitely not ready to be an adult when I'm 17 and graduating, but sounds good.
I know.
Do you guys even remember what it was like walking into grade 9 on the first day?
No, but I remember the orientation day. I think it was like a week before actual classes. I remember going in for like the first time to my school and seeing where all the classes were and getting my books. I remember that more than like the first day itself.
Oh my god, I remember my first day. I was wearing green Crocs.
Ew! And you admit that?
I say that with both pride and shame.
Oh my god.
I learned my mistakes very quickly. I thought I was so cool.
I mean, in green Crocs, I can't imagine why. Although, I will say, like, I feel like I'm a bit of a hypocrite because this past weekend, I saw this amazing pair of, they're like gothic Crocs. They have like studs and spikes on them, and they're like a bit of a platform on them. And I said to Wesley, I'm like, wow. Okay, this could get me into the Croc game. Like, those were so fed.
I've never minded the sandals that are just, like, they don't even really look like Crocs. They're just sandals.
Oh, I remember just wanting to be one of the cool kids because they used to be, like, a phase and everybody had Crocs. So me and my sister finally convinced our mom to get us Crocs. So I had, like, lime green Crocs and my sister had blue ones. And I thought I was.
And you thought that was cool?
I thought I was so cool.
You stand it out.
Until I walked into school and I was like, I can never wear these back here.
Yeah.
It's bad enough I wore them there the first time.
That's why it's a memorable day.
Oh, yeah. No wonder I remembered it. I learned my mistake real quick.
Well, they are memorable. I mean, there was a guy I went to high school with that every day he wore purple Crocs. Every day.
Every day?
It was his favorite color. He had purple everything, but purple Crocs. I don't really remember the dude, but I remember his shoes.
Yeah, damn. That's a statement.
I know.
They were breathable.
So I know I kind of said that like my best years were grade 9 and 11 and my worst were grade 10 and 12. But if you guys had to pick one year that was like the best year of high school, which grade would you pick?
It's hard to say. 12. 11 and 12 were my better years. But also in grade 12, I had like a big fight with a lot of my good close friends.
Yeah, same.
So I guess grade 11.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to decide. Like, year 12 was definitely my most impactful year, but I really enjoyed year 10. I don't know what it was. Something about year 10 was just hit different.
That's where it was at for you?
Yeah, probably because I wasn't wearing Crocs and I knew better.
Probably. Yeah, I think out of all of my years, grade 11 was probably my favorite year too. Grade 12 sucked for me. Like, I know, yeah, it was the absolute worst. kind of like you, Ange, I severed ties with quite a few of the people that I thought were always going to be there for me. And a bunch of bullshit happened, and it was a time that we'll get into later on this episode, I'm sure.
So what is one of the first stories that you remember of high school that you would like tell your friends about? Like when you got home, like you would tell your mom like, oh my God, this happened.
I didn't tell my mom shit. Like,
do you guys remember?
I probably didn't tell her much either.
My first high school story that like I actually told.
Yeah. Or who was, oh my God, who was the first person you had a crush on in school?
Oh, okay. I know the answer to that. Well, the first one for high school, in grade 9, there was a guy, let's call him Chad, and, oh, that's a gross name, no.
Did he look like a Chad?
Ew! No, okay. So Chad, he was in my science class, and he was really tall, and he had red hair, because I had a thing for gingers, and he was just, like, he was a really nice guy. Like, I was kind of, like, the weird artsy girl. Like, I wasn't, not that I would say our school really had like, these were the popular people and here's, you know, it was just kind of everyone, but we didn't really mix in the same social constructs. So I tried to shoot my shot on Facebook. I thought, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be like BFFs with him on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that that's how I was going to get in, and it did not work out to say the very least. It was just like, it's not like I really tried. I was like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, I would just like, I'm pretty sure my science was in fourth period, so it was like as soon as I was done school, I'd, you know, go on the bus and hop on to the book and be like, hey, how are you? He'd be like, I'm good. I just saw you like an hour ago, but good. How are you? Kind of thing. So it was only like a couple of times. And yeah. And like definitely grade 9, I didn't have the confidence that I had. Oh my God.
And boys are so dumb. Like they
later
would
never on in my life or even later on in my high school life with boys. So yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get that confidence till college.
I hope Chad is doing good. I don't have him on Facebook. I don't really actually have anyone on Facebook that I went to high school with. I think there's like a select few. I have more teachers on my Facebook than actual people I went to school with.
Oh.
I'll be honest. I haven't even checked who's on my Facebook as a friend in so long. Like I haven't checked it. And it used to be a thing. Like Facebook used to be the place to be if you were on your computer.
Oh my God.
Before that it was MSN. And then before that it was MySpace. Like, oof. How about you, Ange? Do you remember, like, the first crush?
No. Because, like, I had a boyfriend coming out of grade 8, and I was with him for a while, till like, grade 10-ish. And then after that, I just didn't, like, I didn't want to... I broke it off with him, but, like, I couldn't... I don't know how to say this. Like, I didn't get over it, you know? So, like, I haven't wanted to date anyone till like, later on in college.
So you just didn't really want to date anybody after that? Yeah, that's fair.
No. I didn't have any interest in boys.
That happens like, with some relationships, though.
Let's work on me.
Absolutely. Do you ever find that you, like, date someone and you're just like, I just need a break. Like, I just need a good break. I was going to say, I remember my first crush was a guy in, like, grade 10 computer class. And I'll call him George. And I thought he was the cutest boy ever. And I thought it would be, like, super subtle to, like, bring him little presents, which is so stupid. Because it was like, oh, I got him, like, a cookie from the cafeteria and would like save it for him till class and then be like, oh, do you want this cookie? Like I had it at my lunch, but I don't really want it. And then it turned out like he had a girlfriend and I was just like, oh, pining after this guy who was not going to date me because he had a girlfriend. And it was like the stupidest thing, but he was just so cute and nice.
Yeah. Right after Chad, there was a guy who, looking back, I don't even know. Like it was like he had this like aura like of confidence around him. You know what I mean? I had joined the tech club at my school in the web team because he was on them. He was, I think, in grade 12 and I was in grade 9, obviously. And yeah, I just thought he was like the bee's knees and he was super cute. And it was like very clear from the beginning that nothing was going to happen from it. So I was like, okay, bye then. But it ended up working out because I ended up working with another girl on the tech club who was kind of my first girlfriend. We ended up making out. So, like, one good thing came out from that. So, yeah. What clubs were you guys a part of?
I wish I was more involved with, like, different stuff at high school.
Yeah, there were a lot of clubs in high school.
It was just a depressing time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I went to a specialized arts high school, so I had to, like, audition to get in. So, like, I count those as, like, the clubs just because, like, it would be it would be either before school or, like, you'd get an extra credit doing it. So I was in like the vocal drama, and then in grade 12 I was also in the dance program. So
for sure,
like doing that felt like a club on its own because it was different from regular high school. How about you guys?
They only did that with like band.
Yeah, I was a joiner in grade 9. I was on the web team and the tech team. A couple, like, from the beginning.
Oh, I was in chess, too. Ooh. I remember that. Because you were there.
Yeah! Yeah, that was when I was in, I was in grade school. You were there in high school?
I don't, actually, you know what? That could have been grade school. I can't remember.
Oh my, I totally forgot about that.
That was funny, because it was like, oh, wait a minute.
That was so funny. Wait a second, I know you. I remember telling my mom, I'm like, Angela was at chess today. And she like forgot I had, I went somewhere and she was like, how was Angela at your school? I'm like, mom, no. But yeah, no, that was definitely grade school because I was in the chess club in like grade 5. But yeah, in high school, in grade 9, I was in the tech club and the web team. And then I joined the band because I wanted to go on the trip. So grade 9 and grade 10, I was on the... Yeah, I was in the band. And then in grade 11, I started doing stuff for the yearbook. Because grade 11's when we had photography class. And, like, my teacher was absolutely amazing. She's one of the people I have on my Facebook. I absolutely love her. I hold her in the highest regard. She really showed me a new way to experience art and photography that I hadn't really been exposed to. She got me into, like, a lot of really good music and... Yeah, she was great. But I got into yearbook and then I felt so bad because in grade 12, I was the editor of the yearbook, but grade 12 was like a really dark time for me. So I didn't really do a lot for the yearbook. I felt really bad about it.
But that's okay. I mean, if it's a hard year, it's a hard year. So
yeah,
that's it though. You got stuff going on.
Like you can't be that hard on yourself. I mean, yeah, on the plus side, you joined a team like that.
It was.
It's like to be a fun group to have joined.
Well, and like, what better way to ensure that you're going to be in the yearbook than putting photos of yourself? Yeah. I was also.
You're the one making it.
I was such a little asshole. I would put people that did not go to our school in it, just to, like a picture of me and them. Cause like, no one really checked it. I got called out a couple of times by like, that's in the grade 11 yearbook. Like, I was dating this guy who he had gone to the school the year prior, but he was in his first year of college and. A lot of people were like, why is he in this? I'm like, because I was dating him. And in the years to come, I'm going to want to see a picture of me.
Did
and
they
my
make
high
you take
boyfriend.
It out?
Like, you know, but it was really bad. No one saw it until after. But this is the really bad thing. OK, so in the grade 12 yearbook, I added a photo. this is so bad, but I put a photo of myself and Danny Jones that I had photoshopped.
Oh my god.
In the yearbook.
I'm so proud of you.
And Danny Jones, for those of you who don't know, is from McFly.
Oh my god.
And yeah. Like so bad.
In high school,
like,
coming over to your house and you had Jonas Brothers all
I
over
love it.
Your
like,
bedroom.
That's so good.
Okay, that's a time we don't talk about, okay? There was a blip where I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. It did not last long. God, the Jonas Brothers. How dare you
bring
that up?
It was so funny, too, because I remember walking into your room, and they were all meticulously cut out.
How dare you?
So it's like you spent time cutting them out of magazines and then taping them to your walls. It's not like you just posted the whole page.
Shut your whore mouth right now. How dare you?
It was so
cute. I love her collages.
I loved
she had a lot
it.
Of stuff.
I was like, this girl is dedicated.
Yeah. To be fair, it was mostly McFly. There was a lot of Jonas Brothers too. And then when I like woke up from that coma, I was like, what the hell? And I like, no tea or no shade to anyone who likes the Jonas Brothers. I actually do enjoy some of their music, but I just was like, why am I obsessed with these people? And then I just like took them down. But then I continued to be obsessed with McFly. So
did you guys ever have a poster? Yeah. Taped to your ceiling of just like a person. I feel like you have, and I know I have, but I don't know.
Toby
mine
McGuire?
Was just like it was just Spider-Man.
Okay, I get it.
Yes,
mine was more as a joke. Like, so in high school, I did have a ton of stuff on the walls. Like, I had photos of my friends. I had posters of celebrities. Obviously, I had cool. Like, if I had found anything. Like cool pictures of nature or of art, I would print them off and put them up. But on my ceiling, I had a bunch of different stuff. And one of them It was a joke because it used to freak out my sister and my cousin. So I had a poster of Edward Cullen, who the photo of them would like freak them out. So I would have that on my ceiling. But most of the time I would like wait till they were like asleep or whatever, like if I had a sleepover, and I would like pull it out and then I'd put it on my ceiling. And then like they had to wake up to that.
It wasn't there before.
Yeah, I was an asshole.
Oh my god.
No. Oh my god. Do you guys Paige, you kind of talked about the teacher that really impacted you and made a difference. Like, Ange, did you have a teacher who like made a difference? Because I know I for sure did.
I probably should have looked up a yearbook before we start talking about this, because I don't even remember. Like, I remember a few, and it was more of just like, you remember a few because people around school would talk about them. We had one teacher where he was just like, you know, thinking now, because we are adults, he was just, you know, an older guy trying to get through his work. But he always seemed like this kind of grumpy teacher, and people always thought that he had Jack Daniels in his coffee mug. So he always said he was drunk or something, but that's the only reason I remember some of these teachers.
Yeah, we had a teacher like that that had a reputation. It was like kind of common knowledge.
I was gonna say, this teacher, he never did have any, you know, wasn't drunk. People said
before I say my thing, I'll just say allegedly, even though it was pretty common knowledge, but allegedly he slept with a student who was, I think that the caveat, like it was kind of common knowledge throughout the whole school, but I think that like,
he was still there.
Yeah. Well, I guess she was 18 and like didn't want to pursue it. I don't know. My cousin, I went to school with a cousin. She was a year older than me. It was her friend's sister. And I don't know how much, like not to throw tea or shade, but she was a talker. So I don't know if she was just kind of gaslighting my goat, but it was kind of common knowledge in the school that allegedly he had slept with a student, but he was so creepy. So in his classroom, he had two desks, one in the front and one in the back. And the girls that sat in the front two rows always had a larger chest. And the girls that had like nice asses would sit at the back. I remember that class. I would go to my photography teacher and be like, do you need me this period? Because I don't really want to go to my marketing class. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. So she'd like write me a note and I'd give it to the teacher and be
oh my God.
Peace, sucka. Your book needs me.
Impressive. Like,
I know. Yeah.
That's weird.
Little off topic, but who were the teachers who inspired you, Hannah?
Yeah. I know I have a creepy teacher story.
Who inspires you?
It was during one of the years we had a gym teacher. And I remember I had this friend and it was her birthday. And he walked up to us as we were sitting in a group and handed her a cherry pie.
What?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Just randomly gave her a pie?
For her birthday, he gave her a cherry pie.
Did he like start singing Warrant to her? Or?
And she was a ginger and everyone was just dying. She was embarrassed. No one knew what to do. And then he left and she was like, what do I do with this?
That would be embarrassing.
Like, it was funny now, but like at the time, no one knew what to do. And like, I was uncomfortable. She must have been like so embarrassed. And then like, everyone was just cringing inside. But that was my like, that's the creepy teacher story. But the good teacher story was definitely my vocal teacher. She really helped me like realize that I had value in myself, especially in my skills as a vocalist. And she would like always comment whenever we were doing exams on the difference between how I used to sing versus how I'm singing now. And it would always like make me blush at the time. But it was just like, oh my God, you notice the effort I'm putting in, even if it's literally just I'm not tucking my hands into my sleeves. Like, she notices every little detail. So that made a huge difference because it was like, if other people can see the potential in me, why can't I? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice that she was there for you.
Absolutely.
Because it feels like they have so many students. It's hard for them.
And that's the thing is, like, as a teacher, you know you can't touch every single kid and impact them. But even if you get the ones that you know need it, you've done your job. Because, like, you're outnumbered. It's 30-1. Like, you're not.
Especially if they help when they know you need it. It's not just like.
Yeah, I had two other teachers too that really had a big influence on me that really helped me. I don't really want to like give names, but yeah, so I had my grade 11 and grade 12 photography teacher. There was this room that I think it was like the in-school suspension room, and there was a teacher that was always in there, Mrs. G. That's what I'll do. Mrs. G. She just would like shoot the shit with us and like kind of listen to whatever bullshit I was on at the time. And she really helped me through a lot of stuff that was going on in my home life and my personal life. And then my grade 9 English teacher, she was also the librarian, Mrs. J. She would help me a lot too. Like there was times when I would come to school really tired, like I was up all night because I had insomnia, and she would like let me have like a little quiet room in the library to like sleep. And that really, she really helped me out with a lot. Like, again, just kind of like letting me talk and her kind of just listening and giving me good advice.
It's always so refreshing when a teacher is like super human with you and they just get what you're going through. It's just so refreshing because so many of them, like I remember in grade 12, one of my very close friends passed away, and it's a story I don't really want to go into, but we had a history teacher who allowed me and a couple of people from class who really knew her to just take that period to sit outside of class and just kind of keep decompressing, because it was really hard. He could see that we were just struggling to function. So yeah, we basically just went out into the hall and would chat, and then this piano teacher walked by and she said, well, what are you guys doing? And we said, well, the teacher let us sit out here for a few days just so that we can, you know, decompress after her passing. And the teacher said, oh, you guys are still on about that? Huh. And I was like, it's Wednesday. She passed on Sunday.
What a fucking bitch.
The thing is, like, you can't.
It was 3 days.
Say something like that about someone's grief. Everyone grieves differently. Like, that is just so ignorant.
That is really ignorant. I remember that Monday, like I remember the Sunday being told that she had passed. I wasn't good friends with her at all. But I remember that the next morning being like, I remember listening to Monday Morning by Prozac, like the whole bus right there. And I just, it was such a sad situation. I mean, yeah, anyone dying at a young age is super sad. But yeah. I remember that it was a really
sad one was moment. Ready.
I had a best friend in like grade school that had cancer. And that was really tough, too. Because it's just like, how do you comprehend that when you're a kid? And especially her, like she's one of the strongest people I think I know, too.
Did she survive?
All that kind of stuff, it's hard.
Did she recover?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
She had cancer. It's just, like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then she got it again a few years ago. She's
a trooper. Good for her.
Good for her, yeah. Yeah, it is hard. Like, I had a friend in grade 9 who we had met through therapy and had been pretty good friends for a couple of years, and she committed suicide April 28th, 2008. It's hard.
Well, that's it. You're going through this hard time of your life.
It takes a lot for a kid to process it. It really does.
And everyone's different, like I said, too. Just so sad that she was probably so young, eh?
Yeah.
Well, both these people that passed.
Getting away from something a little bit on the darker side, I know that I was introduced to a few different substances in high school. One that I'm comfortable talking about is alcohol. Did you guys happen to get into alcohol as a high school student? Yeah? Grade 8? Grade 9? Grade 12? Grade 11? All of
them? Can
it?
I plead the fifth?
Alcohol?
Yeah. I mean, of course, there are some people that were able to just not get into that scene in high school. But yeah, I definitely drank in high school. My dad was very much one of those parents that he was like, I know you're going to, so I'd rather you do it with me, and I know you're going to be safe than. And it's not like my dad would be like, here's like a fifth of vodka, like, down it. Like, he would let me have some beer or like a couple of shots.
Could you imagine?
I still remember it was New Year's. I can't even remember the year I was with. Actually, Angela was there. We were at our cousin's house in Sarnia. And I remember one of like my cousin's wives was just like, here, drink this. And I still remember it tasted exactly like grass. Like, I've never been able to get that taste out of my mouth, and it's been like maybe 10 years
like
at this point
type thing.
It was so gross, Angela. I just remember it was like the color was like a murky white green, and I remember looking at it thinking like, this looks like snot, this is not gonna taste good, and like downing it, and I'm like, what in the hell did I just, like, was this wheatgrass? And she's like, no, I forget what it was, but I was like, this is disgusting. Never again.
See, I remember, like, I think it's good when parents try to normalize alcohol and wine at a, not a, you know, infant age, but, like, at a younger age. Because, like, I remember being in grade 5 and I was telling my dad about how I really wanted to try alcohol. And he was like, all right, sounds good. You think you're old enough for alcohol? All right. So he pours you a shot of vodka. And he would only do it when you were in grade 5 because he was just like, I just, he loves to mess with you. So he poured me my shot and he said, okay, stand over the sink and you can have your shot. You think you can take alcohol? So I'm a little shit and I refuse to let anybody win over me. I refuse. So I knew he was thinking I was just going to spit it out in the sink. So I just took that shot like a champ. And I don't know whose face was better. Mine for looking at him with such betrayal because it tasted like absolute ass. Like, as a 10-year-old, a shot of vodka is disgusting.
Yeah.
But what's better? The look on your...
I mean, it's still disgusting.
A lemon drop is pretty good now. But like, which is worse? The kid looking at their parent with bewilderment of like, why would you give me something that tastes so terrible? Or the dad who sees you take a shot of vodka and swallow it with no questions asked and then look at you. What is more satisfying?
They're both pretty good.
What did your dad say after that?
You did better than your brother. He spit it out. I was so proud of myself.
I love that.
I was like, I'm better than my brother. I win.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But like, honestly, in high school, I got into it. I mean, I can no longer drink white rum. I can't do it. I
can't really drink tequila anymore. Oh, my go-to drink. I remember that. And, well, I remember we would go, Hannah's group of friends would always have drunk D&D parties. And I remember going with you to a couple of them. Those were always a fun time.
Mine?
Yeah.
I think I remember them, but that might also mean they still happened. Because honestly, I strongly remember that I can no longer drink white rum and Sprite because I would drink it by the mug, but it was mostly white rum and I was usually passed out by 7 o'clock. So I'm inclined to believe that you were there, but I don't remember it anymore.
Well, there was only a couple of times that I went with you and your friend group because I remember after going with you and your friends, and I was like, oh my God, I need to do this more. Yeah. So I went with like other people, but I remember a couple of times because I remember I went with you once. And then after the first time, I met George, one of Hannah's friends. And then we talked on MSN and like dated for like a minute. I was so messed up at the time. So I feel really bad about how everything ended with that because I had no business dating anyone at that time. But anyway, and then the other time I went when I was dating George.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember this now. I vaguely remember that one. You had blue hair, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I vaguely remember the blue hair. Okay, I know I was drunk. You could have told me a donkey went to the party and I would not fucking
I remember pre-gaming with you in your basement and
I'm sure we did.
Because I remember you're like, we gotta act cool. And I like was drunk off my pants. And I'm like, I don't know how I can act cool.
It's true too, because like, you know my parents. We would have died. Between your parents.
Like, that would have been
between
hilarious.
Your parents and my parents, we would have been run over with a car and buried under the driveway.
Well, and I still remember the time. It was Halloween in grade 10, and I remember you and I getting super drunk in my mom's hot tub. And that was a fun night. We were watching scary movies in the DVD player that my mom... Yeah, my mom had a baller hot tub that had, like, a DVD player.
Oh my God. I forgot I had the DVD player with it.
I know. Yeah, I remember getting super drunk in that with you, Hannah. There was a couple of drunk nights that we had that it was just the two of us and we're like, ha ha ha, let's drink.
I vaguely remember a few of these, but I swear to God, like when I get drunk, I usually forget stuff like 3 days later and I'm like, sure I did that, but I don't remember it. Oops.
I mean, the drink makes your memory.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, but somehow my memory goes foggy and my brain just thinks, yes, yes, try climbing up the house. Definitely get someone to film it.
I've always been that person that's like, let's take a ton of pictures. So most of the time my memory lives through those pictures. Like, oh, I remember those pictures. And then I know when we almost got caught by my mom because I remember showing her the pictures and there's like a vodka bottle in the back. And my mom's like, what's that? And I remember like playing it off. I was like, oh, no, that couldn't have been mine. She was like, oh, OK. You know, I had smooth criminaled her.
I'm sure she was like, sure. Yeah, honey.
I didn't take enough pictures.
Yeah. I noticed that the older I get, I can't really lie anymore. But like in high school, it was like second nature to me. Like, not that that's something to like, you know, really brag about. But now I like not that I really lie now. But, you know, those like little white lies you tell your parents. I find that I don't get away with them as much as I did back then.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would always tell like the subtlest lies. Like it would be, it'd literally be like, oh, I'm meeting them at 4:30 and I'm really meeting them at 5. I just wanted the half hour to dick around and do whatever between like meeting people. Yeah. Like I would tell the subtlest lies so that when I did tell an actual lie, I would be prepped with my mentality, my facial expressions, my deadpan. I had to have that on cue so that I could lie fluidly. And then still get caught 20 minutes later, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I was really bad too for like, because, okay, so a lot of the time what we would do, because band, I think we stayed after school, I think it was like once or twice a week, but I would tell my mom it was like an extra day or two. So school let out at 2:15 and they had an after clubs bus, like the late bus that would run that would pick everyone up at 4:30. So I had 2 hours and I had friends that live, I went to school like the next town, well, a couple towns away from where I was. So anyway, I had a couple of hours before I would have to go home on the late bus. So I go to like a friend's house and we'd smoke like a bunch of weed and then go back on the bus, go home. And I was ready for dinner at that point.
I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I was like so, it was weird. I was so against it. Weed and all that.
In high school, for sure.
And yeah, I never like talked about it or anything. I was just like, no, I'm never going to try it. I'm never going to try drugs. Funny, because like, I'm the weed smoker.
You're like one of the biggest stoners I know.
I know. But no, yeah, like all that drinking and stuff, like actually drinking, because I used to, like, you know, like you said, drink with family and stuff. That's not a big deal. But drinking like with people and stuff, that all started in college. Even like with alcohol, even now, I don't like a lot of the tastes of them, but a lot of them are definitely ruined now and I can't have them again.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, there's certain alcohols that vibe with you and then there's some that are just like, no bueno.
Or you've had like your session with it. You know, nope, never touch it again. Yeah,
exactly.
I know that high school, it's no longer ruined for me, but high school really ruined vodka for me because that just seemed to be everyone's go-to drink for the most part was vodka, especially the flavored vodka. Like now I would much prefer like, if I'm going to get vodka, not that it's my go-to, but if I'm going to get vodka, I will get just the plain one and then add a mix to it. But my go-to drink in high school, my friend in high school introduced me to it. And it's still like, I'll have it every once in a while, but we would get blueberry vodka and mix it in with Sprite. And it is so good.
I remember you telling me about that one when I was dying.
Yeah, that's like one of your favorites. Or one of your go-tos anyway.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, I don't have it all the time, but, like, every once in a while, I'll be like, ooh, that sounds really good. Like, I'll load it in with some ice. Sometimes if I'm being bougie, I'll, like, freeze blueberries and put that in there, you know.
I say we'll go get a Sprite slushie and then put it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, now you're thinking.
Oh, my God, ooh, yeah.
Girls.
It's funny, like, now I use, like, we'll go get a slushie and we'll just use that for mixed drinks. Do that all the time.
That's so smart. I would never think to do that. You're so smart.
That's it. It can be expensive. You can also just do regular rum and coke.
Well, no, you can also just make a slushy out of that. Like, put it in your blender. Like, I have a blender. Add it all in, add some ice, mix it up. Boom, instant slushy. You have to be careful with pop, though, because you have to, like, add a little bit at a time or else it gets too carbonated and
it'll
explode when you try to open it.
Yeah. That'd be me making a mess in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
So, going back to high school, what was the one thing when you graduated that you were most excited to say goodbye to and something you're going to miss about it?
Well, for me, after high school, I got accepted to an arts university in Toronto. So I was just ready to like get the fuck out of the area that we were in.
I feel that.
I was ready to be like, okay, bye. See ya.
I feel that 100%. How about you, Ange?
Yeah, what about you guys?
I feel like for me, yeah, because I had went to college.
You did afterwards. The same thing, right?
Yeah. So leaving high school and being able to like move somewhere, like go to Brampton and live there for a while, go to school there, which is pretty cool. I liked it. Experimented with a whole bunch of fun stuff there. But college was a hell of a lot better time than high school was for me. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I miss much. There were people, you know, friends I had there that I missed talking to and everything. You see them on Facebook and stuff, but you never really talk to these people. Because I still have quite a few people from high school on Facebook.
I only have, like, a selected few.
Yeah, I had a lot of, like, friends, but I mean, like, it wasn't like I hung out with them all the time. So it's nice, like, seeing how their lives are going and everything now. But I had a big fight with my, like, close friends before high school ended. And I remember graduation, I was like, I didn't sit near them or anything. It was pretty bad.
So what just, happened?
To be honest.
If you don't want to talk about it, it's okay.
I don't even really remember. I have such a terrible memory. Yeah, I don't know.
I get that. It was a while ago.
Yeah. It was just like these people, like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, if you want to, go ahead. But if you don't want to,
I mean, like, I miss the boys. But the girlfriend I had, she was like, she was a good friend, but then she also had some side hustles that probably weren't that great. And then when she started disrespecting, you know, other relationships, it was like, I was done with it. And I don't know if that's what started the fight to begin with, but I know that's what ended our fight like a few years ago, because we had gotten back together and talked and everything. But yeah.
Oh, it's that person.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're better off without
her. I know.
That's all I'll say about mm-hmm. that.
I'm yeah. just happy everyone else is, you know, doing okay. So.
Hannah, did you have any falling out with friends?
Throughout high school, not really, because when my friend passed away, it was in grade 12, and a lot of us kind of, it's not that we drifted apart, but I think once we graduated, we all just needed that breathing room, and there wasn't really any animosity or anything. It was just like, okay, an unspoken thing where we will come back together, we will always be friends, we will always talk, but you gotta sort yourself out. So
definitely
we all kind
different
of
last year.
Yeah. Like that was grade 12 for me. Like I wasn't, I was really excited to finally escape a really abusive teacher. So that I was like, bye, good luck. Don't let the door hit you in the face several thousand times as I leave. But if it does, that's fine. And then something that I was really going to miss was like that high school feeling of being a kid. Because, you know, when you go off to university, you still sort of feel like a kid, but you know you're getting ready for the adult world. And in high school, you just get to fuck around and be a kid. So I guess that's what I really missed.
I miss that too. I miss not having that responsibility that we have now. But at the same time, I would never go back to high school. Like, that age, like, I would never do it.
I'm grateful for what it taught me. But thank you. I shall leave you in my past.
Yeah, exactly. Just to kind of go back to what Andrew was talking about, I did have a couple of friends who along the way just were not my friends anymore. So in grade 11, I was dating this guy. I don't even want to give him a fake name because I don't really want to talk about him, but he was introduced.
He don't need no name.
Yes. Yeah. I dated this amoeba in grade 11. And I was introduced to him by a really good friend of mine. We'll call her Betty. I know when she first introduced us, I had known from the year prior that he had a bit of a crush on her, but like she made it very clear it was never gonna go anywhere. So we started dating and everything was really great. And then we started dating in October. And then there was a shift in like February when I got grounded for a week. And so we didn't hang out every day for a week. And as soon as I was ungrounded and we started hanging out again, I knew something was off. And we broke up for like a week in March and then got back together. And then we broke up in May. I broke up with him because I was just like, I was so tired with it. I'm like, I was like doing laundry and I remember he was over and it was just like, do we or don't we? And I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Just get out of my house. If you want to work on things, then you can stay. But like, if you leave out the door, that's it, we're done. And he left. And then we decided to like fuck around for a couple of months because I was so fucked up that I thought if I had sex with him, that would make him love me.
Because that makes sense, right? As a kid, like that's what makes sense, even though it's really fucked up. Like as an adult, we know that.
It is fucked up. I know. I can see it. It's funny because at the time I was like, I know that this wasn't right, but it was like, you know, what was the alternative? I was in love with him. Blah,
we've
blah,
all
blah.
Been there.
Fuck that guy. But yeah. Actually, I don't wish any hate to him. We've kind of made up over the years. I don't talk to him anymore, but I don't wish him any hate. But like, especially because he was able to realize in that situation that he was a piece of shit.
Oh, that's huge.
So
yeah.
Peace and love. I don't really care about him anymore. But yeah, anyway, he told me afterwards that for the last like 6 months or the last couple of months of our relationship, I guess it would have only been 3 or 4, he was fucking my best friend while she was telling me that she was like, honestly, like, you should break up with him and then we won't be friends with him anymore.
God.
And like, we'll be better off. Yeah. And he told me afterwards because I had my suspicions and he confirmed them.
Mess.
And then they dated in grade 12 and he like took her to the prom. And And yeah, I was devastated because something had happened. I don't really want to talk about. Something had happened between us. And that really just sent me into like a spiral. And I didn't tell any of my friends really what had happened. I just kind of deflected. And because I never told my other really best friend, he was, let's call him Adam. I ended up telling him in December. So the thing had happened in August. And I finally opened up to him in December. He was like one of the first people. And I was like, hey, like, I have to be honest with you. I lied to you. This is what actually happened. And instead of like being a supportive friend, he was just like, I can't believe you would do that to me. Like, basically just like, fuck you. You're the worst. Why wouldn't you tell me? And it's like, I'm opening up to you and you're making this whole thing all about you. So we stopped being friends after that. And, you know, the year before that, I had introduced him to one of my longest friends. Let's call him Richard. And I had introduced them. They hit it off. They really liked each other. But the thing was, Richard was a bit of a, I don't want to say a playboy, but like, I don't think he was ready for commitment at that point. So he broke up with Adam, and Adam really resented me for it, like as if it was my fault that Richard had broken up with him. And I'm like, yo, that's my friend. And I just introduced you to him. Like, and it's funny because Adam dated this guy who I absolutely love him. I'll call him Sebastian. I don't know why that's the first thought that came to my head, but he dated Sebastian for like such a short time, but me and Sebastian are still friends to this day. Like, we don't see each other all the time, but I still regard him as one of my closest friends. I absolutely love him. So one good thing came out of that shitty friendship.
Well, I'm glad something good came out of it.
Yeah. He does my hair, so like, something really good came from it. I got a hairstylist for life.
I love him. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I love him. Honestly, I'm so proud of him because after high school, he went for hairdressing and he's done that. But then a couple of years ago, he like went back to become a nurse, and now he's a nurse. He graduated. And it's just like, I'm just so proud of him for doing that. That's one thing that high school really taught me, was how to pick out toxic people and how to like not have them in your life.
Yeah, it definitely, the discernment that comes from high school, I think, is so valuable, especially like being from a small town. I feel like you learn it faster than when you're from a big city, because when you're in a big city, you learn the cats, you learn the games, you learn how to play like a snake. But in a small town, you learn discernment and you learn how to be a bigger person and you learn how to like win, not win, but like, you know, step up.
I mean, I think it goes both ways. I went to high school in a small town, small, sleepy ass town full of just old people. I mean, they literally market it to like people who are retired, but there are always people that know the game. They know how to play. They're snakes, and they will be the littler person. And then there are people that will be the bigger person. I just think it depends on how an individual handles that situation. I don't think it necessarily matters where they came from, you know?
Fair. I mean, I don't know. Some of the people who I've met who were born and raised in a big city, though, there's a different like vibe to them than a lot of the people who I've met who were born and raised in a small town. Like, usually, like, in this city anyways, in Toronto, I can usually tell pretty quickly if you're born and raised in Toronto or if you came here from somewhere else. You know what I mean?
I'll agree with that for sure.
That's what I'm trying to get at, is like that essence also comes in that high school setting as well. And it shows, like, I'm trying to word this.
Well, what I think you mean is, the thing about high school is, I equate it a lot to living in the jungle. There is predators, there is prey, and the strongest survive. And it's really sad to see. But I think that that's how I kind of took high school anyway.
There's also definitely those people who peaked in high school, and there's the people who are peaking now. Yeah. Like, do you guys remember the person who peaked in high school for you?
Yes. Can't talk about it, but yeah, I do. There's quite a few people, and not that I think that they're not peaking now, but you can really tell. Like, for an example, it was a couple of years ago. Like, this year will be 10 years that Hannah and I have graduated high school. And about five years ago, I got a message from someone who was trying to plan the 10-year reunion and get like ideas. And I'm like, girl, you are 5 years too early. Well, to be fair, I think she was also trying to do like a 5-year reunion. And I never heard anything back from her, so I don't know if it ever happened, because I very clearly was like, no, like, I'm sorry. If I want to keep up with anyone, yeah, I would have them on Facebook, and I don't really want to keep up with anyone. That's an example of someone who peaked in high school, I think. So what about you guys? Do you guys have any examples of people who peaked in high school?
Nobody that I remember, to be honest. Like, even going to the high school that I went to, from grade school to high school, there were only like five of us maybe that went from the same grade school to that arts high school. And I wasn't really friends with any of them. Like, we all knew each other and we were all like mutually nice to each other. But it was just that, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, good. Like, you survived? Yeah. Okay, cool. And then you just go on your way. Yeah. Like, it was never really a big thing. There was one girl, though, who I knew. She peaked in grade 10, but you could see the decline in grade 11 and 12. And it was really sad because I wanted to be friends with this girl when I first met her. I thought she was the coolest chick ever. And I started being friends with her. And then come grade 10 and 11, she was super addicted to pills. She was like this athletic cheerleader that had gone to nationals. And now she was like, oh, me and my friend went out on the outskirts of town, took a bunch of pills, and then we wanted to see if we could find our way home.
Jesus Christ.
And I felt so bad because I was like, you have so much opportunity, and yet this is what you're spending your day on. And I remember like feeling so bad for her that I would like buy her food at the cafeteria because she was going for like 2 or 3 days without food. And I was like, okay, well, do you want me to just get you like a pancake or something? Like, you must be starving. And like, I know if I had told my parents that, you know, the chump change they were giving me in the morning was actually going to this girl who was starving, they would be like proud. But like, this girl, I felt so bad for her. And I know it's only gone south from there, but I'm afraid to look. And she was like one of the students that was also abused by this one teacher who was everyone's nightmare. And at one point, like, I was talking her off the ledge of like wanting to kill herself. And I was like, it was so dark. But like, seeing this girl starting grade 9 and 10, seeing how she was just thriving, and then grade 11 and 12, it was just like you could watch the freaking boulder go down the hill. It sucked. Yeah, that's like the one big one for me. How about you, Ange?
I never paid attention to people that closely. I don't know.
Oh. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I just, you know, pay attention to me and my friends, and, you know, high school was a start. Everybody was going somewhere from there.
That's the way you got to do it,
no,
though.
I never had stories like that. Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, there probably was. I mean, there definitely was people like that at our school, but I didn't know.
So to kind of end this episode, I wanted to finish it off with something kind of like a fun question. In high school, what was the show that you remember being obsessed with the most, Dawn? I know what mine was.
I mean, for me, it was probably Supernatural, because that was around that time.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, boy.
That one was in grade 12-ish.
Yeah. That was majorly like my show back in the day.
Yeah, that one was definitely grade 11 or 12.
But a lot of times, I don't know, I tried not to watch. Like, when I would watch shows, I would try to find them online and watch a whole bunch of episodes at once. I didn't like that I had to wait a week.
So you were a binger before Netflix was even a thing?
Yeah. Supernatural was like the only show I would do that for. There was that one, and then I feel like there's probably another show, but I can't remember. But yeah, no, definitely made sure I'd watch that every time it was on.
Oh my god. Mine was anime. I was obsessed with Inuyasha.
I love all those shows. That's my stuff now, but...
That's a good one.
Like, back in high school, I remember that one specifically was the show I was dedicated to watching. I thought it was just so cute.
I love it.
I mean, there were shows that I liked in high school, but I was more obsessed with, like, bands than I was with TV shows. Like, of course, I watched One Tree Hill. I would rewatch Buffy, Angel. Like, you know, there were like shows like that that I would watch or rewatch. But I had a bunch of band DVDs. So, like, in high school, I was obsessed with The Who and The Beatles. So, and The Rolling Stones. So I would watch like past performances on DVD and just like rewatch them. Or, you know, like My Chemical Romance, I was a huge fan of. So, like, obviously McFly. So I would try to find anything I could on YouTube that was, like, behind the scenes or just performances of their live shows and just watch those.
That's fair. I remember, like, you used to watch, like, a different movie every single night, too. Like, you're obsessed with movies. It was really impressive because I just thought, like, how am I ever going to catch up to this girl who talks about all of these different movies and yet... I can barely do one movie a week. Like, damn, girl.
In high school, I worked at, well, my like main job, I would say, I worked at McDonald's. And McDonald's, there was a couple of times where I would, you know, coming into money and the first time you really have money. And Blockbuster at the time, dating myself a bit, was closing. So they had a ton of movies. So like a lot of the time, if I was walking home, I would stop in at Blockbuster, pick up a bunch of movies. Like I have so many DVDs. It's unreal from when Blockbuster was closing. So, and my mom would get so mad. She'd be like, you don't need all these. And I'd be like, but I want them all. So yeah, I forgot about that. I would put on different movies just to have in the background.
It was really impressive because you had all these movie references and all these stories. And I was just like, this girl is so like well movied. I was gonna say well read, but like well movied, you know.
My mom, it would drive her crazy because like I'd have a movie on, I'd have music on like in my headphones, and then I would be reading a book, and she's like, can you pick one? How are you doing all three? And I'm like, well, the movie's on just, you know, kind of background. My music, like I always have music on. I always have headphones on for the most part. And I love to read. So it's like, why not chill out and like listen to a song? She would be like, how can you listen to a song and read a book? And like at the time I was like, oh, mom, you're so old. But it's funny because now I tried doing that the other day. I like had my headphones in. I had some music and I was like reading a book. And I noticed, like, I was reading the same page over and over, and I was like, oh, my God.
Not retaining the information.
No. So, like, I can have, like, I'll put music on my record player, and as long as it's low enough, I can read and do that. But gone are the days that I could, like, have something blaring in my ear, and I could read and be fine. Mm. I'm the old lady now.
Oh, my God. I feel that with my back pain.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like we said, in a couple of months, it'll be 10 years. Only 10 years.
I know. I can't believe it's already been 10 years. It's insane. Like, I'm not ready for that.
Well, I know you said, like, to end the show, but to really end the show, if you guys could give your, like, grade 12 about to graduate self a piece of advice, what would you say?
Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what other people think.
That's a good one. How about you, Hannah?
I would tell myself that you know you are going to work extremely hard for your goals, so try not to stress out too much about them. But keep that passion going. Because I remember just like graduating university, even after high school, I spent a year working in Taiwan just to save up money so that I could go to Toronto and work as an actor. And I traveled across the world just so that I could pursue my dream back here. And I wish I hadn't stressed myself out so much about it. And I wish that I hadn't, you know, pushed myself on days when I should have stayed home sick so that I could just make that extra money. So that's what I would have told myself.
I would tell little baby Paige that time doesn't heal all wounds, but it makes it easier. And I would tell her that the immense like pain and suffering that she's going through, it will get better. And to remind herself that there's so much greatness waiting her that she just has to get out of her head and experience it instead of like worrying about the past and shit that could have been.
And with those wise words, guys, we finish this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Definitely check us out on our social medias. We have them all listed below, and we'll see you next Monday.
Next week, we are coming back, and we're talking all things sex. So don't miss it. It's going to be a good one.
Don't forget, we are
Hot Mess.
Did we get it?
I think so.
I think we might have gotten it. Oh my God. That's so...
Yes!
Fuck the episode, guys. We just synchronized it.
Ah! I love that. Watch me play this back and it's like not even. But
yeah, not even at all close. But that's okay.
We'll see. All right, guys. Make good decisions. We'll see you in a week.